Well, it's going to have to do. Don't want to keep you in Houston there testing for an hour and 20 minutes. So,
Well, that's exactly what they're doing in the spacecraft right now. They're doing all their comm checks.
This is Science Studio Artemis 2, broadcasting on the 1st of April, 2026. And it's day one of the Artemis flight to and from the moon. Hello, everybody. This is Keith Pannell, and this is a special edition, and it's going to be a series of programs which we're calling Science Studio Artemis 2. Why are we doing a program like this? Because one of our colleagues from the University of Texas at El Paso is down in Houston Space Center and is going to be interacting with the crew and the whole operation of Artemis 2 on its way to the moon and then hopefully nicely back. Our colleague down there is Jose Hurtado. He's a professor of geological sciences. And so, Jose, welcome to the first of our 10 programs, I hope, on Artemis 2.
Yeah, thanks, Keith, for having me. Exciting to be here in Houston and talking with you.
So tell us, first of all, what's the buzz like down there? Are you all nervous?
I'm not sure how nervous we are. We are excited. You know, we've had a lot of anticipation for this over the last few months. But I think we're all confident that we are ready to execute the mission as the science team.
Most people, when they think of people going onto rockets and going to the moon or just space station, they think about the astronauts. They don't think about a team of scientists. Tell us, what is your role as a member of that team of scientists interacting with Artemis 2 and the crew?
Yeah, I'm just a small part of a big team. So there's probably about 40 of us on the science team, all told. We're going to be supporting one person, the science officer, who's going to be in the main flight control room during the mission. The remainder of the science team occupies the science evaluation room, which is where I'm sitting right now as I'm talking to you, and another room across campus called the SMOR, the Science Mission Operations Room. And what the team does is essentially monitor the mission in terms of science, right? We want to make sure that we support the astronauts in the observations of the moon that we're going to be asking them to do and be ready just to field questions from the science officer and support replanning of the science observations and just be ready for anything.
So that interesting point that you want to have the spacecraft orientated properly so that when they go past the moon, the view they see is the one you want them to see.
Exactly. The science team has worked with the flight control team to make sure that during the flyby, the vehicle is oriented so the windows are pointing towards the moon, and the astronauts get a great view out the window and be able to take great pictures for us.
Okay, so that's a very nice visual concept. What about what I might think of as science experiments? I know that when various spacecraft go up there, you know, there are experiments. Does the crew on Artemis 2 have any special experiments that they're taking with them or thinking about?
Yeah, this is very much a test flight, a science flight, a flight of discovery. The science that my team is engaged with is mainly the planetary science and geology investigation that's centered around observations of the moon itself out the windows and with cameras. But the crew is also going to be doing a number of tests of equipment, their spacesuits, the life support system, everything that goes into making the cabin of the vehicle a habitable environment.
I've got to say that doing experiments now at this stage on the life support system seems to be, I'd be very nervous.
Yeah, it's an important part of the vehicle, but it's an important part of this flight. You know, this is the first time that they'll be flying the Orion spacecraft with people and the environmental control system. And so, yeah, a big test objective is to make sure that all works. And they're going to be doing the bulk of that test right away during the first few hours of the flight while they are in Earth orbit before they leave for the moon.
How many times are they going around the Earth before they sling off to the moon?
The idea is that they'll be in a high orbit that'll take essentially one day to orbit the Earth once. And hopefully they'll complete all their test objectives in that one orbit. and then they'll be off to the moon after that.
And you'll be watching them all the way? You're doing an eight-hour shift a day, I guess. Is that the way it works down there?
Yeah, the science team, we're organizing shifts just like the rest of the flight control team in other rooms in the building I'm in. Yeah, we're going to be watching and ready to support.
Anything else you want to say about your feelings about what's about to happen and your piece of this little bit of history that's taking place, I ought to say, on April the 1st, 2026?
It's just excited anticipation. I'm actually stealing a few moments here in the science evaluation room before my colleagues arrive in the next couple hours to watch the launch. Just trying to soak it in and just kind of remember where I am so that in the future I can remember where I was.
Okay, well, Jose Hurtado, Dr. Professor Jose Hurtado from the University of Texas at El Paso. Thank you for being on this episode number one of Science Studio, Artemis 2 from the University of Texas at El Paso, from radio station KTEP. We will talk to you tomorrow, okay?
Yeah, looking forward to it, and go Artemis 2.
Good luck.